Red Mountain Bank is not your father's bank. It's not even your father's younger brother's bank. Within seconds of entering the lobby, the guest relations representative greets you.
What can I do for you? Make a deposit.
Company policy. There are no tellers. Need a simple banking transaction? The guest relations rep can help you with that. Need some peace and quiet? No problem. Stroll over to the comfortable armchairs, grab a cup of coffee or a soft drink, and relax. And by the way, take your time. There's no rush. Mike Washburn, President and CEO of Red Mountain Bank, says that his bank's iconoclastic delivery of financial services and customer service is no fluke. It's a natural outgrowth of his own experience working for a major holding company.
I started looking around and realized that I felt like we could do some things different and do some things better.
Such as providing specialized products and services for smaller businesses.
And then we also, on the other side, have a emphasis on the high-touch retail that you'll find in our lobby. Again, warm and inviting environment, a place where you'll spend or want to spend more time than you typically do when you enter the bank.
Washburn is part of a small but growing trend. Career bankers who choose to open their own community banks. As a group, bankers aren't known for their entrepreneurial spirit. Still, the number of de novo banks, new banks that have applied for charters in the last few years, has skyrocketed, according to Camden Fine, President and CEO of the Independent Bankers of America.
To give you an idea, since January 1st of 2001, there have been 677 de novo community banks chartered.
Fine says many bankers who are in the middle and upper levels of mega banks begin to feel like a cog in a big machine. They want to know their customers, provide more specialized services, and generally do it their way.
You're getting highly experienced bank management chartering these de novo banks, and you have a nice mix of the young, newer bankers just coming into the business with the older, experienced bankers. And so what you see are these de novo banks coming right out of the chute. They hit the ground running, and they are effective competitors in their local areas very rapidly.
For example, Steve Smith, president and CEO of South Point, a small privately owned bank in Inverness, says his staff is not comprised of young renegade bankers thumbing their noses at the establishment. When recounting his staff's experience,
one has 31 years, I have 23, most are in the 20s. We tell people all the time, we have a group of bankers here who can, in essence, deliver to the market the same thing a big bank does. I mean, it's just in a better way. It's a better mousetrap, we think.
At Noble Bank in Anniston, that better mousetrap means having the ability to think creatively, be more nimble, and color outside the lines. Anthony Humphreys is president and CEO.
You know, we're able to take a situation that, well, maybe not fit exactly into somebody's box, but we know these people. We've known them for 20 years. We know they're a good risk.
According to Dr. Keith Leggett, senior economist for the American Banking Association, it's this ability to actually know and trust the customers and simplify basic services that separates the Davids from the Goliaths, especially if the customer is a small business.
Well, I think that small businesses tend to like dealing with other small businesses. One of the things that really is important to a number of small businesses is that the decisions that are being made are local.
Small bank customer Derek Walchek agrees. He's owner of Shannon Walchek Investment Real Estate, located in Birmingham.
The key is trust, and for the banker who you've developed a relationship with, you know what to expect from him, probably a lot like a family doctor. If you've been to a doctor for a number of years, and that doctor knows you, he knows, for instance, maybe you get frequent sinus infections. And so instead of having to go in and see a doctor that doesn't know you and get the prescription that you need, you can call in and say, "Doc, I've got a sinus infection." And he calls in an antibiotic. You don't have to go in and see him.
Mega holding companies are taking note. The big banks are becoming more nimble, more focused on trying to provide better service. Charles McCombs is Wachovia's community bank executive for the Mid-South and Texas. He says that in the past, Wachovia was losing market share in small communities, often because decisions were made far from the communities where the banks were located. However, now,
one thing that we realize in our community markets is every market is different. So we don't have a strategic plan set from Charlotte saying this is how you run your market. We do have a market plan we let them develop and help them develop, but it's unique to each market.
These individualized marketing plans include specialized advertising.
To give the hometown feel, we do advertise in the newspapers. We have our bankers' pictures in the paper. because we know a lot of people know who our bankers are. We've also done some ads talking about what they are involved in the community, because we want our bankers not only just to have a job and work at Wachovia, we want them to be involved in the community and be in the civic organizations, coach the little league teams, etc.
Dr. Keith Leggett of the American Banking Association says there are no studies to prove customers prefer smaller community banks. Some value the convenience of the more expansive geographic footprints of larger banks. But Anthony Humphreys of Noble Bank believes the creative culture of community banks will continue to draw experienced bankers, as well as customers who are looking for a financial institution
where people will speak to them, take time with them, give them cold water when they come into the bank on a 95-degree day and hot chocolate in the winter. So ours is targeted for those that are big bank customers that want to experience what they did 10 or 15 years ago.
I'm Les Lavoie.